Let's hear an eyewitness account of some of the tornadoes that struck much of the South yesterday. Various storms killed dozens of people in several states. The affected areas include Jackson, Tennessee, which is where Faye Graves manages a McDonald's restaurant. That's where we found her. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. The question is, how are you and what was your day like yesterday?
Well, you know, our day was pretty good. They let the schools out yesterday about 1 o'clock and was warning us that it was going to be bad weather. And I guess the storm hit Jackson, Tennessee last night around 6 or 6:30.
So did everybody go scrambling for shelter?
Yeah, we went as soon as the sirens was going off, and they told us to take shelter right then and there.
Now, it must have been this morning before you got a good look at the way things had changed.
Well, now, possibly, you know, after the storm had went over, I had to come up to McDonald's because I had some crew and some managers up here to let them know what had went on. So I was riding out towards north, and me and the kids got out walking, and we saw where, you know, the house roof was down, a lot of debris. It was, you know, all over the highway, and power lines was down, and the Walgreens, which was on North Holland, was destroyed, and Northside High School, and it was a Jackson Oaks nursery home. They was destroyed. Half of the property was destroyed, and they had, like, several buses out there trying to get those elder people's in shelter at the Civic Center in Jackson.
You're talking about miles and miles of damage here?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And when you say you saw roofs on the road, do you mean shingles or do you mean entire roofs?
It was an entire roof came off of some house. It was like a subdivision. And as we was going on the main street, you know, it was a roof that was laying, you know, practically halfway in the street.
So how are people trying to recover this morning?
Well, I really don't know because I'm into McDonald's this morning, but, you know, which we're, I think most people want breakfast because we still have a lot of power, which I want to say about 5:30 or 6 o'clock last night, they had said it was over 1,000 people that was down with no electricity.
Oh, so the coffee maker isn't working and people are coming in to see you.
Oh, yeah. They come in very big orders.
Oh, my goodness. And there must be a lot of conversation about the way the things have been affected.
Yes, a lot of people, you know, just sitting around drinking coffee and just discussing, you know, how dramatic it was last night.
I imagine this has overtaken the election as a topic of conversation.
I'm thinking it would probably have.
Can I just ask one other thing? You said that you went walking along the roads for a while with your kids. How old are they?
Oh, my daughter, she's 20, and then I have one that is 21. But, you know, we really couldn't get around to everything because, you know, a lot of debris had, like, nails and stuff sticking up, and I was really just, you know, circling around the community. Because, you know, that's where it's really most of the damage was, where, you know, the part of town that we lived on.
I hope that buzz in the background was not the sound of the coffee maker malfunctioning.
No, it's our compressor for our drink system.
Well, Faye Graves at McDonald's restaurant in Jackson, Tennessee, thanks very much for telling us your story.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day.
And once again, tornadoes across the South from Kentucky down to Georgia, as far west as Arkansas, have killed dozens of people in the last 24 hours.